Press conference of Andrei Rublev. We'll start with questions in English. Please raise your hand. We'll start with Christian.
Hi, Andrei. Congratulations for the victory. I just saw on social media that you said in Russian that you fell asleep before the game, and when you got up, you thought it was another day. Was this like that? Could you tell us about this curious moment?
I don't know what to say. Yeah, it's true. I mean, because my match was today at 9 p.m. So during the day, I had a lot of time. So I decided to sleep. Normally, I don't sleep at all during the day. Or even if I try to sleep, I never fell asleep. And today I fell asleep more than for 1 hour. And I put alarm at 6 p.m. And when I wake up, it was already so dark. And I feel completely broken. Like when you, if someone wake you up at 7 a.m. And I was thinking, no, I'm not going to wake up now. I'm going to sleep for another half an hour. Because normally in the morning, I put many alarms. Like this, I can sleep longer. At least mentally, I think like this. And then, yeah, I start to look at the time. No, first of all, I feel strange. Normally, I put always my phones on to charge. And now they were not charging. So I was thinking something strange. Normally, overnight, I always charge them. Then I look at the time at 6 p.m. And I like, what is this 6 p.m.? How is possible? Something my phone get maybe a bit broken or something. And then I start to realize, oof, I fell asleep during the day. Oof, I have a match in a couple of hours. So I need to wake up. And yeah, it was just a moment like that.
Rim?
Hi, Andre. Good job today.
Thank you.
Do you remember if you've ever had a match where you were this consistent on your first serve, especially in the first set? Only two of your serves weren't first serves in the first set.
Yeah. Not really. I don't know. I don't remember, to be honest. I think it's first time ever. And yeah. I don't know what to say because yeah, it's first time ever and I'm happy with everything I did today on court, from serve, from return, from rallies from the baseline to my mental part, how I control my emotions today. So we'll see if I can keep going this way.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Chris?
Yeah, Andre, congrats.
Thank you.
I just wanted to get your take on the surface. Daniil said it was playing fastest he's ever played on. Do you feel it's a super fast surface?
And yes, it's super fast. I would say the same like Daniil, that I think this is the fastest surface on tour. I mean, on ATP tour. For sure, fastest. There is not one tournament with the same speed of the surface. And in my opinion, it's too much. It should be much, much, much slower. Because and then not really many rallies. Because I was practicing the first week. And when you play with the guys, even practice set, there is no rallies. Surf, winner, surf, mistake, ace. And you don't even feel the conditions because there is no rallies. So, and it's, in my opinion, should be much, much faster. Oh, much, much slower.
Seemed like you liked it today, though, I must say.
I mean, we have to. We have no choice. So we have to play in these conditions. If we could choose, I would choose, trust me, I would go for the slow surface.
Akon?
Hi, Andre. Håkon Nelson from US Norway. What's your thoughts on the next matches? Do you have a preferred opponent on Wednesday?
I mean, I'm going to play Novak. There is no... I cannot choose. It's already set. It's already set. I'm going to play Novak. And not much to say. He's one of the greatest players in history. So I don't know even what to say. I hope I'm going to win a couple of games. But no, but the reality is the only thing I can do is to do my best and believe in myself. That's it. Not much to say.
Last question in English with Rim.
Andre, I wanted to ask you about the sparring the sparring partner, Jerome Kim, because I know he said he hit with you at least 5-6 times these past few days. So, and he beat you when he was 15 in Davis Cup. So I'm just curious what do you make of him and why?
No, I mean, he didn't beat me, first of all. That was a doubles match.
I did.
And we'll, he beat us in doubles, just to make it clear. 7-6 in the third. And we still beat them 3-1. So they had no chance against us.
I think that. Thank you for clarifying.
Just to put him a bit down. But no, yes, we practice many times this week. And he's a super talented guy. I mean, already at his age, he surfed like crazy. He served better than me and stronger than me and than many players. And he's only hole 18.
Yeah.
And I remember the match, even at Davis Cup, when he was 15, he already was serving better than us. We were playing doubles, four of us, and he was the only one who was serving already 215, something like that. And so we'll see. He have with this surf, he can be easily a great player. And then it's about him, if he will be smart and he will put right priorities and he will be a humble person, then he will arrive to the great things, I think.
Thanks.
Thank you. Questions in Russian? Yevgeny?
Андрей, привет, с победой тебя.
Спасибо большое.
Скажи, пожалуйста, я вот слышал, что ты сказал, что ты не помнишь, когда так здорово как подавал, как в первой партии. А вообще была какая-то установка, чтобы сократить вот количество вторых подач или нет?
Нет, таких установок не бывает. Да нет, я просто подавал со всей силы, и как-то сегодня получалось почти все их попасть. Все. То есть, возможно, завтра уже такого не будет. Вот второй сет, когда больше стало, больше нервов, больше уже понимания, что вот матч близится, возможно, к концу, то уже не так много я первых подал. Все равно как бы спасла подача важные моменты, но уже было намного больше вторых, и уже Стефанос поддавливал. Но да, как я подавал первый сет, такого еще никогда не было, чтобы у меня всего лишь было две вторых. Такого, да, не было никогда.
И второй вопрос. Вот в чем разницу ты ощущаешь по сравнению с прошлым годом вот внутри себя на этом турнире и вокруг себя, что происходит?
В чем разница? Мне кажется, в том году я слишком на себя сам давил в том плане, что я показал очень хороший сезон с очень классным уровнем игры, с крутыми победами. И когда я первый раз попал в Лондон, то мне казалось, что вот сейчас нужно показать тоже в такой же уровень игры, который я показывал, что у меня сейчас есть все шансы, чтобы бороться с хорошими, ну, с лучшими игроками, что я могу дать им хороший бой. Ну, никто не говорит, там, я не думал о победах, не о победах, но я точно понимал, что я могу с ними бороться, могу играть с ними на равных. И хотелось это показать, и в итоге, да, сам на себя какое-то давление повесил и не справился с ним. И сейчас как-то стараюсь об этом не думать, и все.
Ясно. Спасибо тебе большое, удачи тебе.
Спасибо большое.
No more questions in Russian? Thank you.
Done.